Do you think we need more data soon based on what we have right now from these two analyses? Is that enough to come up with this preliminary conclusion that, you know, this is going to, in terms of the message there in terms of the biology?
Oh, I think what is clear from all these studies that clearly there is a correlation between biological parameters and degree of benefit from chemotherapy that you can expect. But the baseline risk is determined by many other things. And there, I think your decision has to kind of balance between the two. I was concerned, actually, at the San Antonio meeting, one way person grabbed me in the hallway and started asking me questions. It turned out to be it was a patient who wanted me to be expert witness in her trial. She's suing a doctor for not ordering Oncotype assay because she thinks that she is suffering from unnecessary toxicity from chemotherapy. So my concern actually is that in node-positive setting, if we use Oncotype assay and not treat the patient, and if the patient recurs, maybe she'll go after you for that.
I agree completely, and I'll just say one thing in the other direction. When the patient's on the fence and you're having a discussion is different, but to withhold chemotherapy from cohorts of patients where it's been recommended, especially in the node-positive setting based on relatively small absolute numbers of events, which is what we're talking about, I think is risky.
Mm-hmm. Antonio, what's your take on this?
So I actually just had one patient that I actually ordered the Oncotype TX. This was a woman, a young 52-year-old woman with a 1.4 centimeter tumor who came back as a grade 2 lesion, ER 100%, PR 75%, and she had a microscopic positive lymph node. We went back and did a formal axillary dissection. We discussed this a lot, but actually we did it because we wanted to avoid the radiation oncologist from going in and radiating her axilla. This is someone who we were concerned about. She is an athlete, and she was trying to minimize potential risks of toxicities from chemotherapy or so. And in that case specifically, I actually, even before we decided to order the Oncotype TX for this patient with a microscopic node-positive disease, we reflected back on the Kathy Albane's presentation from 2 years ago or so, which actually would have already suggested that patients with strong ER-positive, HER2-negative patients like this one would have essentially no benefit from chemotherapy. So I had already made a decision that I am not going to recommend chemotherapy based on the data available from 2 years ago. So in this case specifically, I wasn't sure that the Oncotype TX would add additional information to what I already knew was going to be the case. But we extensively discussed this, and she actually was already decided, I'm okay not getting chemotherapy, but I'm interested in having my Oncotype DX done just to make sure that our decision is, everything is consistent. So we ordered a test, and the result came with a huge, we actually got a phone call from Genomic Health just to remind me, Dr. Wolf, do you know that this test is not going to be paid by insurance? I said, yes, I do know that because based on the validation studies, and the result came back with a huge red box right below the graph saying that this assay has not been validated for patients with node-positive disease. And in her case, it came back with a recurrence score of 11. So essentially, it was consistent with what the clinical data using central ER, PR, and HER2 from the SWOG trial had already shown. So it was just icing on the cake, if you will.